We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, is standing by. We have a Lawyer Up segment. This roller coaster story is a really good one to me. Fascinating story. Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Good. We have a lawsuit about a child now. His father's very angry at a Hershey Park, which is a theme park. His name is Anthony Donato III. He and his son, who was 9 at the time, were riding a roller coaster at the Hershey Park called the Storm Runner. And right before it, and now Donato lives in New York, and right before the roller coaster was ready to go off, everybody had pulled their harness, their safety piece of equipment down over them, and it had latched. But his son, who was barely now tall enough to ride the roller coaster, this is apparently one of those really big coasters. Mm-hmm. He had just turned 9 and was finally tall enough so they'd gone to the park. Well, his son was still up above him, and he couldn't get to it for whatever reason. The son could not pull it down, and nobody came around to make sure that it was on proper. Now, it was completely open, okay? And the father couldn't, he was already buckled in, so he couldn't reach over and get to his son. And so they start, he hears the wheel, yeah, right. So the father goes, stop, and they don't stop, and they didn't check. And as it starts to accelerate out of the tunnel, and it goes from 0 to 72, apparently, and it's getting ready, it's revving up to do it. The son dives out and is on the platform now, and the roller coaster takes off. Now, the son is fine. He's on the platform, you know, where the other people are waiting, because he was like, I'm getting out of here.
He pulled a Mannix.
He did, because he would have been killed.
Smart kid.
Yeah, he would have been
dangerous
hurt or killed.
Move still.
And maybe the father told him to, but he dove out. The father was still in, and the ride went on. So the father goes through the ride without the son. When he comes back, the son is perfectly fine physically. So is the father. But they're suing the theme park because of the trauma they've all gone through because of it. So do they win the lawsuit against the theme park, even though the kid never got a scratch? Lisa, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's interesting because by the letter of the law, they have a negligent infliction of emotional distress claim. And I think the way the article that I read said it was a little more scary and perilous than how it sounds, because you have those air brake things, and they go, and you're gone, right?
That's right.
And this thing goes from 0 to 72 in 2 seconds. So it happened so fast. I don't know how the kid jumped out.
Yeah, really.
I don't know how in the world. And so the dad did not know he was okay during the ride. And I think that's why, for all he knew, he missed the platform and fell, two stories or whatever.
Right.
So that's where the fear part comes in. And supposedly, they have all this anxiety and the kid won't ride roller coasters anymore. And, they're having, he said, even when they hear air brakes, like on a bus now, the kid freaks out.
Oh, really?
So, you know,
okay,
now. Well,
that's enough.
I'm not so sure about
you're
that.
You're pushing it, little man.
Yeah, I'm not either. So I think you're exactly, what you're saying is exactly the point, is that by the letter of the law, they make out an emotional distress claim, but who's really going to be sympathetic? Because everybody's going to say, look, you're just really, just be glad you're lucky it didn't, you didn't get killed.
Although,
I think one problem that we don't have any regulation of theme parks and amusement parks and roller coasters, so there's really no way to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen again. And I think, maybe that's part of his point, but I don't think he has much of a claim in terms of the monetary value of it.
Okay.
If you were Hershey Park, would you offer him a lifetime pass, the family?
Yes.
What now? I would, but the father says, I can't bring him back. Yeah, and he says his 5-year-old daughter wants to go. He can't bring himself to take her because he's so traumatized by it.
Well, then a lifetime full of Hershey's Kisses.
Hershey Pride.
So, where do I sign?
And
I'm in.
How about a case of Reese's?
I'll take it!
We didn't have to give the 100 grand.
Yeah, we're going to offer $1 million. I'll take it.
Your weight in Hershey's.
Yes!
But a lawsuit would scare the park into hiring people that would check that a little
bit
closer.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I thought that was
it's really, they're very lucky that kid wasn't killed. I mean, that was,
for real.
It was. And there were three young people there that were supposed to be checking and not
right.
get.
Yeah,
the thumbs up crew.
They gave the thumbs up.
That's a thumbs up crew.
Move them on. Let's go. Here we go.
I mean, after 6-7 hours of checking them on, you're 18 years old.
Interestingly, I notice at Disney sometimes you're in line for such a long time. Maybe you can speak to this too, Lisa. They change them out pretty regularly, and I wonder if that's why.
Because burnout,
boredom. Yeah,
probably
burn,
so. Yeah, yeah, the so. Burnout, boredom. Yeah.
Have you ridden? I bet you've ridden that Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster at Disney. That takes off to about 70 miles an hour in 1 second. Right. Have you ridden that, Lisa?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I really like roller coasters. And one thing that's frustrating to me about going to Disney is that there aren't really very many good roller coasters. So, yeah, that's one of the better ones.
It's true. That one's really good. And I just read, this is right along with that, the NBA stars that are in the bubble there at Disney, they're allowed to ride after hours if they want to. They
can. What?
But nice. Not all
Man,
of them.
Man, finally a reason to be in the NBA.
Okay.
Those hardworking men.
Oh, finally.
He's
going to
drop some weight, see if he can get in the league.
Yeah, they're allowed.
I've been asked for years to join.
Well, now, Biggie, they can do Expedition Everest, which is also a really good roller coaster, Rock and Roller Coaster, we just talked about, Test Track at Epcot, but they can't do Space Mountain or Haunted Mansion for some reason. Those are closed to them. But many are open, some are closed. And they can go to 3 golf courses. They have free ping pong tables. They have free fishing trips to the Grand Marina. And use of the tennis courts, if they'd like, after the games, after hours, when nobody else is there. So that's, I guess, the perks of being an NBA player.
Good for them.
We have another case today. This is involving COVID-19. A man is facing charges. Video shows him shoving another older man out of an elevator, but his lawyer said he was only trying to do it to protect himself from coronavirus. This is surveillance footage from an elevator. Now, Biggie, you have an elevator at your building. Are you in the elevator a lot with other people during this time?
No, it's not that busy of an elevator sometimes, but also, I've been social distancing where if I see somebody waiting for it, I'll say, go ahead.
Oh, you wait for the next.
Yeah, I do the old, I'll grab the next one. Ha ha.
I was on an elevator. Ha ha.
As opposed to taking the steps.
Yeah, don't take the stairs. Don't do that.
God, no.
Wait there all day.
It pays for an elevator.
That's where the murderers are.
Mm-hmm. I've been on an elevator with somebody else, like back in March or April. I just was like, oh, back in the corner, covering my mouth.
I've been on an elevator since.
I don't think I have either.
Maybe this year.
Surveillance footage shows this 72-year-old guy shoving an 86-year-old man who stumbled and fell backwards and was injured. His lawyer now, the shover's lawyer, says he and his wife have health issues and are quite vulnerable to COVID-19. They're calling it a stand your ground case that he was afraid that this 86-year-old guy was going to give him COVID, so he shoved him right out of the elevator. Can he win on that, Lisa? What are your thoughts?
It's an interesting case. You know, nobody's really tried to use anything like that under Florida Stand Your Ground, I don't think. The issue was the gentleman who, the shover, as you said, and his wife were on the elevator. It's a beautiful 44-story high-rise, all-glass condominium in South Beach. And so they are on there, and the condo has issued a ruling that you can only have 2 people on the elevator at any time due to COVID. And the numbers are really high. There's no ICU beds in the South Beach area, so it's pretty scary. And these two, the Grosses, the shover and his wife, they have health issues. Mm-hmm. They're also in their 70s. So this 86-year-old guy tries to come onto the elevator in spite of the 2-person rule. And so this guy just shoves him, you know, right off the elevator, and he falls.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the shover has been charged. I mean, he's a pretty serious charge. Actually, he was cuffed. He was taken to the jail. So now he's really been exposed to the COVID. And he was charged with aggravated battery of an elderly person, because oftentimes there are sort of escalated charges against someone if you abuse an older person or a child. So that's the case here.
But I'm elderly.
That's what I thought.
But what about me?
That's old on old crime there, isn't it?
You don't hear about that, do you?
No, you never hear about that. You don't hear about that. So I'm for the 76-year-old. I'm for the shover on this. Yeah, I mean, maybe he shouldn't have shoved.
I mean, and what he said, you know, stand your ground is if you fear for your life.
Yes.
And, you know, he said, this guy's coming on. He has no mask on. And here I am with my health issues. Mm-hmm. So I think he has a decent shot at the defense in this situation. But I think given that it's all these old people, you know, kind of fighting each other, I think what they'll do is they'll probably plea bargain it down to something that's like a misdemeanor, and he won't have any time or anything.
Okay, maybe. He probably shouldn't have put hands on
him. He can't put hands on somebody, though.
No, but if you say, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen anything. But if he said, please don't come on here, I have health issues, and the guy just kind of barreled on anyway, you know, what are you supposed to do?
Get off and let them go.
I suppose you could get off.
But you got it.
Get off.
But then you've got to be within a couple of feet of him if you're passing by. You know, I don't know how.
So I can find.
I'm not sure how aggressive the 80-something-year-old was.
Up 30 floors.
30 floors. Yeah. And his wife and everything. I was kind of for him.
My ears are popping.
Yeah, you know, and now these two have to encounter each other at the pool, at the condo, and they have one of the middle floors, they have a fancy private club that the members go to. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what comes next with these two.
This is pretty nice.
Well, it sounds like they got it rough.
Yeah.
How's this, Chris?
The rascal on rascal standoff.
Yeah.
Oh, ratio.
Chris Tim's aging into this place very rapidly.
I'd like some brochures if you have any.
If you don't mind, Lisa.
Oh, it's I had to look at it, you know, for the story. It was nice. It's like Mr. Howell lives there.
That sounds really nice. Oh, yes. Now, we have one more quick story for you from California. This is interesting. A woman has gone viral on Facebook. She was at Starbucks, and she was not wearing a mask. These stories now are just every day.
Every day.
So the Starbucks employee refuses to serve her because she's not wearing a mask. So the woman berates the Starbucks employee, you know, yells at the Starbucks employee. We've seen this now 1,000 times. This was posted, and people have given on a GoFundMe page $104,000
to the barista.
To the barista who was berated by the woman not wearing the mask.
Berated barista?
Mm-hmm. That's just the case of the berated barista.
And he looked like a younger fella, was he?
He is. He's young. Looked in his 20s to me, or even teens.
Yeah.
So the woman says, I want half the proceeds of the $104,000 because they're using my name, my face. They're slandering me to get it. They don't know what happened leading up to this. And she's like, they've raised $104,000. That's half my money because I'm part of this video.
What a Karen move.
She does some
real. Yeah.
She's queen of the Karens.
She got some cojones there, doesn't she?
We've got Karen versus the berated barista.
Lisa, how do you side on this one?
Oh, yeah. The barista. I mean, the barista does not have to share his money with the Sandy. This lady, so people all over California are calling her San Diego Karen. That's her new name. Yeah. Nobody's referring to her as Amber any longer. And, you know, with regard to the slander, truth is an absolute defense in defamation. And so, you know, they have her on video screaming at this kid and not wearing her mask. And so, you know, and the whole GoFundMe thing, they were very clear that another patron that saw it set this up, and he's a regular there, and he knows this kid, Lennon, who is a very sweet, mild kid. And all he did was follow the rules because they're not supposed to serve anybody that doesn't have a mask on. And so he calls the site Tips for Lennon for Standing Up to San Diego Karen. And it's clear what it's about. And the donations all say, when you give it, that it is a personal gift to Lennon as a thank you for standing up to a San Diego Karen. And so it's all legit. I mean, the fact that, you know, that they use the underlying incident is not going to give her an entitlement to half the money.
And the kid, by the way, you're right, Dave, he's real young. He's using the money for a college degree in kinesiology.
Spectacular. That's good. That's a good start.
And he says he's going to donate a lot of the money to charity as well. But San Diego Karen says, that's my money.
Mm-hmm. She got to have that option for me.
My money. I don't know.
That sounds like you.
I really sided with her. I looked at this. I was like, she does. She's part of this, too.
Yeah. You know, I know you, and you would.
You know, it's like
we're two sides of the same coin.
Exactly. It's like Abbott and Costello.
You'd sidle right in.
You know what? What a scam, though. What if I got, like, Chris Dim to attack my kid?
Do it at Biggie's Pizza Place.
Exactly. And then we just split the money.
It'll happen.
We agree that we just split the money.
There you go.
That really could
be. It'll take a while to figure it out, but it will happen.
And then 2 years later,
someone will catch pictures of you guys partying it up.
Together. The barista and the San Diego Karen at the same point.
In
on it together.
It'll be a male and a female.
She could start her own GoFundMe and have all the anti-maskers give her money.
That's true.
There's those people out there too.
That's a good point.
Sure.
Maybe they could put their money where their mask is. I just said that.
Look at you. You're on fire.
Pretty good.
I just did
that. It took you all the way to the end of the week to do it, but you did it.